everyone, and welcome back to the Hair Healer Podcast, the weekly awakening. I hope everyone's had a fabulous weekend. I just want to remind everyone, please, 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 I get asked all the time, how can I help you? How can I support you? Please subscribe, rate, review, send this to someone. Those are the best way you can support me right now. I know in some of these episodes I talk about Patreon. I like set up a Patreon and then I just haven't finished it yet. We did say donate, but you can't donate yet because I'm still just kind of figuring out the tiers and doing that. And as you guys know, something that is a gift and also something I struggle with is I do a million things at once, or I pile a bunch of things on my plate to try to get it done. And I don't know, you throw enough things at the wall, something will stick. And that has nothing to do with Patreon, honestly, but I'm trying to excuse that I haven't done that yet. So right now, that's the best way you can support me. And thank you to everyone who's continued to support me and enjoying these little episodes. Let me talk about Monday's episode with Jackie. Jackie, the owner of the Prana House in Westchester. If you're looking for a community when, you know, COVID and everything, when everything kind of opens back up, if you're looking for a spiritual group, if you're looking for a spiritual teacher, if you're looking for herbs, anything you want, it's apothecary. It's a beautiful spiritual center. And Jackie, the owner, she's so amazing. I met her 5 years ago. Actually, I took a crystal healing meditation class when the Prana House first opened. And we just kind of ran through each other, you know, I'd go in, we'd see each other once every couple of years, and then we just reconnected this year. And I want to tie her in without talking about her episode, but talking about my weekly awakening. One of my major weekly awakenings happened because of her. I actually did her hair on Thursday, and it wasn't planned for her episode to then be out the following Monday. And she has such wisdom. I trust what she says. I trust her intuition. I trust her gifts. I trust the downloads, and her and I just connect. So I was telling her about this situation, like a little situation, nothing bad, just, you know, and I was trying to get her opinion. I like really wanted to get her intuitive download, what she was getting, what was her psychic reading on this. And I, you know, because I trust her and I trust that. And it's funny because what she said was not what I wanted to hear at first, right? I like to say little Colleen wants to hear it first. And I was asking on it, like, I need honest. And when I ask someone, I want you to be honest. Don't like sugarcoat whatever you think. And I was like, is this a pattern? Is it this? Is it that? Is it this, that? And she kind of just broke it down like, well, this is what I'm feeling. This is like. And I remember at first I was just like, yeah, okay. Yep, that's great. And in my head, I'm like rationalizing, and I'm kind of rationalizing to her. I'm like, yeah, but this. And she's like, maybe, but, and then kept going back to the point, which she's really, really good at, which I needed. And the funny thing is with awareness, sometimes when I think oftentimes when people are bringing the awareness to us, it's not like a thought or something we've seen on our own when someone's like bringing that. It sometimes takes a couple days to really sink in. And so I talked to her on Thursday. You know, and you don't always know how your kind of consciousness and your subconscious is breaking it down. And by Saturday night, whoa, I had the total awareness and perception of what she was talking about and what I needed. You know, like really looking at myself and really like taking in. And it's just, that's just the funny thing about awareness. All of a sudden you're like so fixated on this and this is exactly how it is. And then someone gives you a whole other perception. And your whole mind changes, right? You know, the mind is so, so, so fascinating. And one of the reasons I got into astrology is I've always paid attention since I had ADHD growing up. I wasn't paying attention to what people were saying. I was paying attention to what I was feeling, what they were looking like, what their energy felt like, what this. And so I like to say that astrology is like the psychology of our energy or the psychiatry of our energy. People's minds fascinate me, totally Mercury ruled. It's all Mercury. And I wanted to be like a psychologist, but I couldn't. I hated school. I hated college. So in this way, I use astrology to sort of, you know, break people down mentally. Not that way. Not like, oh my God, I'm going to break you down that way. But like, break down why they do the things they do, where they're going. So with that, let's start with this week's astrology. So the big thing this week that is happening, perfecting, is Saturn squared Uranus, right? Saturn, the planet of boundaries, restrictions. I often like visualize Saturn as like a big wall, right? A big kind of old, like the Great Wall of China, right? Like it's beautiful and it's and it represents so much and it's there's so much karma there, yet it's like it's sturdy and it's non-movable and it's not easily to change and, you know, brings good and bad. So with that, with squared Uranus, like Uranus is big, shocking, electric. You know, there's been a lot this year with Uranus happening and creating out of the blue situations happening. So let's start with the good, right? With Saturn, there isn't just bad karma. There's also good karma coming back and things like that. So, you know, maybe there'll be something, you know, out of the blue, especially if you it's in there with Jupiter. So maybe, you know, hard work that you've had or a new job promotion or some sort of work that you put into, even relationship, put a lot of work into, maybe will have a very big reward out of the blue, will come out of nowhere. Something really, really good. And at the same token, things that we haven't worked out, little stressors out of the blue may come and just fuck things up. I couldn't think of the right word with that. So, you know, tensions will still feel a little bit, anytime Saturn's in there, especially with Uranus, I would expect there to feel maybe a higher anxiety going on with that. You know, Saturn tends to bring on a lot of anxiety, and then Uranus, the electric planet, I feel like there's going to be a lot of that sort of feeling as well. This week we have the first quarter moon. It's 50% lit up. It's on its way to the full moon. And so the first quarter moon is whenever the sun and the moon are square, and the squares aren't necessarily a harmonious thing all the time. So a lot of times it's like really the our manifestations from the new moon, right, this week are sort of they're sort of coming about and not always in the easiest way. And the challenges, all of a sudden it's like the work week. Okay, these are the manifestations that you want to do. This is what you said. You know, we talked about that big new moon last week. Now here's the work. Here's what's showing up. Here's what you have to propel through to take these steps towards the manifestation goal. So that happens this week too, from Taurus into Gemini. And then February 19th, we have Venus square Mars, those planets. So you can expect just sort of conflict around Venus, Mars, Marsy things, whether it be relationships, the typical masculine, feminine, you know, dynamic, workplace, any of those things, there's just going to be a little bit of friction and tension among the masculine and the feminine energy when that happens. And that could just be, but in the same time too, squares, yes, squares in a whole aren't always the best, right? It's usually conflicting energies. But with that, sometimes maybe, you know, Venus, one of the things that rules are creative projects. So having Mars there too, it might give it that extra oomph you need to get off the floor, right? Sometimes we need that kind of like crazy electric, whatever it is, square to get something off of the ground. Again, whether relationships, you know, creative projects, any of that. Sometimes we need Mars's aggression to help get that off the ground. So, you know, be aware of that a little bit. And also on February 20th, which is my baby daddy's birthday, actually, shout out to Matt, Mercury goes direct. You know, now there's still like a 2-week period after that. And when Mercury first stations to move direct, just like when it first stations to move retrograde, that's always where a lot of times it's felt even heavy. So kind of like the end of Mercury retrograde and then we move forward. So there still can be some wonky little bit after it goes direct. But I will tell you, again, I knocked on wood, I said it last week, this Mercury retrograde has not been so bad for me. Sorry, my mouth is dry. I keep thinking, I'm not going to, but either that or it's really not too bad of one, or I've gotten used to it. Honestly, I think all the years and tracking it and practicing radical acceptance of Mercury retrograde has really just, and, you know, learning plan A, B, C, which is what Mercury retrograde does. I think I just kind of was like, okay, whatever. And let me share this story before I forget, because I absolutely want to share this story with you guys and tell me what you think. So tell me what you think in your car, I guess you should say. Or you can always message me. Please, I love that. I love hearing feedback about this. So I got these AirPods last week. Let me tell you, I lose everything small. I don't spend more than $10 on sunglasses. I go through like 30 pairs a summer. I got these AirPods. I don't think I've ever spent more than maybe $26 on a pair of, like, you know, earphones or anything. So I get them, put them in, and of course, yesterday I lost them. And I was so mad at myself for hours. I remember having them in the morning and then I just like could not find them. I was saying prayers to Saint Anthony all day. I was like, you know what, whatever. But at the same time, I practiced gratitude. I even talked on one of my stories last night. I said, yes, I'm mad at myself. I did that. But that is a first world problem. If that is my problem I'm complaining about today that I couldn't find my AirPods, then like I'm very grateful and I need to make sure I'm grateful and remind myself I'm grateful that that is my only problem, because that is a first world problem. Trust me, there's way 100 times worse. So remember that too during that. So I go to bed, I wake up, I'm flat on my back, like wake up kind of like a fast from a dream in the middle, and I am my left hand clenching the AirPods in the box on my left hand. It's just sort of like my hand is out, like laid straight down on my side, and I'm clenching that. How weird is that? So I instantly, I like set up because I was like, oh my God, is this a dream? And like my AirPods are in my hand, and no, they were there. Like they were there. So I put them, I went to bed, you know, I was super tired. And I've been thinking about it since then. And I was like, all right, is that St. Anthony? Like, all right, bitch, I heard you. Don't worry. I'm always coming through. I told you I would. And he just physically put them in my hand. Was it a ghost? Because I have some ghost stories from this townhouse that I live in. Was it a spirit? Or for some of you non-believers out there, was it already in my bed? Dun, dun, dun. I'm not sure, but I can tell you this. I don't randomly just put things in my bed. Other than people. I'm just kidding. That actually, I'm not kidding. But I really don't. I don't put shoes on the bed. I don't put anything in the bed. So it would be very, it could happen. I'm not saying it didn't happen. But for me to just sort of set this little white thing in my bed is a weird thing. And the fact that I was laying on my back, it was clenched in my hand. I don't know. St. Anthony, I hear you. St. Anthony is always there. I grew up Catholic. I think I'm very grateful for that, even though it was so boring. And I spent my entire, you know, 18 years going to mass, either Sunday or Saturday evening, CCD for 12 years. But it really gave me the foundation I needed for spirituality. Yes, I don't follow the Catholic religion. I don't go there, except with my mother on holidays. But it really, I've never lost my faith in something greater than me. I'm actually very grateful I was raised that way, because I was raised, especially with my mother, in such a belief in something greater than myself. And I've been able to channel that and take that into my spirituality as I move forward. But with that being said, I love the saints. I love the Catholic saints. I mean, I can't get enough of them. Saint Anthony, shout out. You put that thing right in my hand. I can't even think. I was talking today with my kids' grandparents and about it, and I was like, I don't remember a time, and she said the same thing, she's in her 70s, where St. Anthony has not come through. I cannot remember any time, and any time I lose things, I don't not say a prayer to him. And it's just really amazing how, you know, these our angels and ancestors and guides are always there. They're trying to show us. They want us to speak to them, to talk to them, to acknowledge them, to know that they're there, to do rituals with them, affirmations with them in some other ways. And sometimes we're just blocked off. But I promise you, if you feel like, man, I really like want to get in touch with my angels, ancestors, and guides, I want to feel that presence around me, who's guiding me, who's watching me, ask, right? Sit somewhere where you can just, there's different ways. You never know. Sometimes some people sit in a meditation and they ask for it and it almost immediately comes to them in their vision or downloads to them who their angels, ancestors, and guides are. Sometimes for me, it often comes afterwards. You know, I pray, I ask, I do my ritual for them, I thank them. And then it's like something like that, like, or, you know, just, I'm not going to get into all the details, but, you know, they will show up. They will show up and they will always, always be there, you know, and that's a fascinating thing. It's nice to, lately my thoughts have been going back and forth between creating, how much of our life are we creating, you know, in the material realm, right? We're constantly, I believe, right, we can think and create anything we want in the material realm, whatever it is, cars, houses, anything you could think that is sort of, you know, is in the material realm, ego driven, but versus divine destiny and how much of it is divine destiny, right? Is it a 50-50 split? Is it a 30, you know, 60, sorry. There goes my math. That was off a 40-60 split. What is it? I think, and what I keep going back and forth about is, again, we can manifest anything we want into this realm, but we have our angels, ancestors, and guides. We have our higher power actually really doing the big stuff, the divine destiny, right? That those choices in life that make us go left or right, I think they kind of have that fine hand. I think the people that we meet, there's no accident. They're here to help us grow, change, shift, redirect in all those different ways. I don't know, but trust that. Ask. I forgot where I was going with all that. So if you want to get in touch with your angels, ancestors, and guides, create a nice space and ask for them to be revealed. Ask for them to show that they're there. Ask them to show their, you know, their guidance. Always remain in gratitude, especially when you're speaking to them, when you're speaking to, I mean, anyone, when you're speaking to yourself, right? I mean, gratitude is one of the most beautiful spiritual, grounding spiritual principles, at least to me. So practice that. Remember, people, you're always guided. No matter what is happening, you are always on the right path. Switch the subject up again, because I just got a totally different thought about something funny. Can we just talk about during Mercury retrograde, the most random people slide into your DMs or try to come back? Someone slid into my DMs yesterday. I was just like shocked. It was every time this happens 3 times a year, it's always shocking, because it was some person I knew like 10 years ago who were sort of in the same like group, kind of like a 12-step fellowship. There was never like a connection that way other than friends. It just was like, and then like all of a sudden they're in my DMs. I'm like, what? Nah. So besides the typical exes, things like that, I don't know. It's just funny how Mercury retrograde brings people back like that. So yeah, this week, just take a deep breath, whatever comes, whatever is happening, you know, again, Saturn, and when Saturn squared Uranus, you're breaking patterns, you're breaking down systems, you're breaking down things that no longer work for you. So remember that. And if you hit any challenges this week with the first quarter moon, keep going. Challenges, they are such a funny, horrible, yet beautiful thing. They are what grows our strength. They're what grows our soul. They are what brings us to freedom, to self-awareness, to any of that. So I believe in you. If you have any challenges that come up this week, you are a badass and you can work through all those challenges. I promise you, it is really going to happen. And now we have Mercury getting ready to go direct. That to look forward to. Try and think if I had any more mini awakenings this week. Again, I that was a big one. That I wish I could get into more details of the story, but I'll give you a little hint and then we'll end this with my weekly awakening. I constantly think that a connection that I meet, whether a prospective partner, romantic, a friend, you know, whatever, because I'm just talking about divine destiny and there is that, but I always think that this, whatever it is much deeper than it really is. I am constantly, one of my lessons, and I learned it in my Saturn return, is like not every connection needs to be explored, or it feels deep, but it's really surface, especially the more I understand astrology and you know, beneficial coupling and just like, you know, someone has similar signs in similar places. And I'm like, oh my God, that actually really kind of more so was a connection. Our energy understood each other, but not in the way of like this crazy, like soul connection, whether friend, work, family, just in a way of astrology, we understood each other. So a big thing for me is not sort of always, you know, I have Neptune in my house of romance and all that stuff, not always romanticizing every single connection. It's sort of crazy. And I don't do that much anymore. If you knew me in my 20s, everyone was my soulmate. But now since my Saturn return in my 30s, it's much different. I have a new view. I found myself as my soulmate, but I can still romanticize and think that certain connections or certain things are this ginormous thing, right? And then I overlook whatever else, whatever it is, right? I rationalize and this, because I feel like I know the truth in that connection. But I don't. I really don't. And I have proved that to myself over and over and over again. And part of that, believe it or not, is learning your intuition, learning what you're wrong about, especially when you really feel like you're 100% right. And that's actually a rule that I live by. If I think I'm 100% right about something, I'm probably wrong about a part of it, right? Because there is just sort of these balances, right? Never right or wrong. I lost my train of thought again where I was going with that. So get some self-awareness in your life. Perception is a funny thing, and it can just switch by someone saying one sentence. And that's a beautiful thing. And then it's like, that's divine destiny, right? When people are placed into your life and they tell you exactly what you need to hear to move forward in something in your life. That's it. That's the weekly awakening for this week, everyone. I hope everyone is having a good week. I hope everyone continues to have a good week. Thank you so much for listening to these, sharing, subscribe, rate, review, blah, blah, blah. Keep going. Follow me on the Hair Healer Facebook page, the Hair Healer Facebook page, at Instagram, the Hair Healer 1111. And if you want to be on my show, if you have any suggestions, if there's anything you want me to talk about while on here, please email me the Hair Healer Podcast at yahoo.com. I hope everyone has a fabulous week. Love you all. Thanks for tuning in, and goodbye.